Yes, we see. There, folks, welcome to Leader of the Pack on the All Paws Pet Radio Network. I'm your host from Fort Worth, Texas. I'm Susan Herbert, the Lone Star Dog Whisperer, and my co-host, who is here on a weekly basis that is obviously up for debate every week, is America's canine expert Mark German.
Hey, I missed last week's show. I'm sorry, I missed last week's show.
Okay.
So anyway, well, welcome to the show. You can find out more about Susan and Mark, what we do, at h4hero.org. H, the letter H, the number 4hero.org, where we make service dogs from shelter dogs, and we provide them to veterans coming back from the wars who might need a service dog. So I think that's pretty cool. And real quick, Susan, can you tell me, you say it every week, the Lone Star Dog Whisperer. Lone Star, does that only mean one?
Yes.
Okay.
But we're in Texas. It's a Lone Star.
Dog Whisperer, what do you do as a dog whisperer?
Well, I fix dogs with behavior issues.
And dog sneezes? And
no, that's not a behavior issue. Jumping, barking, growling, all those nuisance behaviors. Fear, aggression, all of that stuff.
Nice. Where'd you graduate from?
Well, you're so retarded.
Well, thank you very much. I just love that Pakistani accent in yours.
Nice.
Well, you guys can email us with questions and comments at pettalk@live.com. Susan?
Well, folks, we have an announcement. You can now hear all of our shows anytime, 24/7, by going to WPETtalkradio.com on the web. Or on your smartphone, you can go to WPET Talk Radio on the TuneIn app. Now, we've got a kind of a special show today because our favorite best producer in the whole world.
Well, he's our only producer.
Well, he's still the best and favorite.
Well, that's coming from you. I'll have to see.
Right. We love Jack, and Jack is down at the Pet Expo in Florida, in Orlando, I believe it is. World of Pet Expo?
I don't know. Let's ask him.
Let's ask him.
We've got him on the show. He's going to be coming to us live with some of the new manufactured goodies that's coming out for our pets. And I think it's going to be awesome hearing about some of these new products that's coming out.
So, Jack, are you with us?
Actually, this is Kathy Hillman, Jack's first guest.
Oh, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Nice. So, Kathy,
yes.
I thought Jack's voice changed a little bit, but I'm having problems hearing.
Well, Jack's much nicer than
Kathy,
I am.
So, Kathy, tell us where you are from.
I'm from Jupiter, Florida.
All right. So, okay.
And tell us, what company are you there representing?
We're here with the Piddle Place. That's PIDDLEPLACE. It's an indoor dog toilet.
Wait a minute. I have to go to the bathroom.
Can we call it Piddle, please?
It's like running water.
So tell us, you said it's an indoor dog toy.
A dog toilet.
Toilet. Okay. So
yes.
Tell us, what does
it
do?
I hope your listeners are not having lunch as we go. I'm a nurse, and I invented it for my dog when they changed my shift from an 8-hour shift to a 12-hour shift, and I had to call people to go home and walk my dog. And I was looking for something that was sanitary, environmentally friendly, that I could use for kippers when I was at work. So I invented this, and I manufacture in the United States. And it works very well. This is our first show, but we did win Pet Product of the Year from Pet Product News International.
And what kind of dog is Piddle? I mean, your dog.
I have an English setter, and my mom, who's in an assisted living right now, is 90 years old, and she has a Yorkie. And we're doing well with this also. My mom had to move into assisted living, and they allowed her to bring her dog with her. if she was able to take care of it. And her dog doesn't go for too many lengthy walks anymore, so she was happy to have the piddle place for herself as well.
Is this something you could take on a cruise liner if you had a dog?
You can. Yes, we do. You can take it on a cruise on your boat, in an RV. And how the product works, it's really simple. It's different than anything else on the market, and it looks really cute sitting in your home. It has a bioenzyme that you pour in the base, and all the pet waste goes down into a bottom chamber. The whole unit's only about an inch thick, and the bioenzyme breaks down pet waste, and it has a DO essence that my cousin invented that actually neutralizes odor totally, so it never has an odor. And the turf on this sits real high above the base, so it doesn't sit in a puddle of urine. Everything accumulates in the base. And then just once a week, you put the cover down on the unit, you walk it to the toilet, and you open the valve and drain it. So you had never come in contact with pet waste.
So how did you get your dog trained to go sit on a toilet?
It's actually, the unit's maybe 19 inches long, and maybe I'd say 30 inches wide. It's pretty small. It's only an inch tall, so it's not really crawling up on anything. My dog was using puppy pads before, so it was a simple transition. I just put a puppy pad underneath the turf from this, and my dog got the idea immediately. And my mom's dog was a little bit older, so training that one was a bit more difficult, but certainly after a week, we were able to train that as well. And we sold around 18,000 of them so far. We just shipped containers to Mexico and to Canada, Singapore, pretty much all around Australia, around the world, and we've got Petco's now carrying them here as well as online and some online stores. But we donate quite a bit of our revenues. I don't take a salary from the company, and we donate the profits from the company to animal shelters and different rescues that people turn in every month. And we found out from speaking to vets here that animals in shelters sometimes, when they're turned in, the number one reason at the shelter I volunteer is for housebreaking issues that people bring their dogs in. And so while they're in the kennels, that increases their bad habits sometimes of sitting in their own waste. So at the kennels near us and the shelters near us, we donate piddle places to them, and they use them in the shelter. And then when they adopt the dog, the shelters actually sell them and keep the revenues for themselves as well. So it all goes to a good cause to try and help encourage adoption and keep dogs home with people.
Awesome. Fantastic idea. Now, is there a website where people could find out more?
Yes, please. It's at Piddle Place, like PiddlePlace.com. And we have training videos on there and a place that people are interested. They can email me if there's a shelter that they would like to donate to or have Piddle Places sent to.
Awesome. This is fantastic. Thank you so much, Kathy, for being on the show. We are going to head to break.
And I have to go piddle, by the way.
You are so welcome. And, folks, we're going to head to break. We will be right back after these short messages. What do you mean when you say they came from the wrong side of town? All right, folks, we're back. You're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark.
I'm Mark.
And you can now hear all of our shows anytime, 24/7, by going to WPETTalkRadio.com on the web or WPET Talk Radio on the TuneIn app for your smartphone. Now, we've got guests lined up to come on and tell us about our products. Our producer, Jack Guberman, is down at the World of Pet Expo in Orlando. So who is on with us now?
Hi, my name is Louise Denneke, and I'm representing Harness League for the owner, Lisa Flynn.
Hi, okay, so you said it was Harness?
Harness Lead, it's two words.
Harness Lead, okay, so tell us about, what does it do?
Okay, well, Harness Lead is three leashes in one. It works as a harness, a collar, and slip lead. It is an invention that the owner, Lisa Flynn, came up with. We volunteered together at shelters, and as you know, there's many shapes and sizes to dogs, and they all pull, and they're all excited to go for their walks, and so she invented this leash to remedy this, you know, this issue of having to change leashes and sizes of harnesses, you know, over and over again. So this leash reduces pull. It uses an upward lift and release pulling system. It tightens around the barrel of the dog's body to remind the dog to slow down and actually starts to relax them. It's escape-proof. The dog attempts to back out of the harness. The leash tightens around the barrel very gently to prevent escape, which is very important. It adjusts to any body size. So the harness lead is available in two sizes right now, short, small, which is best for 14 pounds to 40-pound dogs, long or large, which is best for 40 pounds to 200 pounds. And the length of the leash varies accordingly to the dog. It's made of a soft weave with no buckles or hard edges to dig into the skin. Minimal design to avoid discomfort. And it's made in the USA. It's double braided nylon that's actually used. It was dock lined, so it's very, very strong for superior strength and durability. And it's a really nice lead to use at shelters as well as in the home. And my dog, in fact, who is a spokes dog for a harness lead, uses it daily.
Now, does this come with a leash, or is this include a leash, or you need a leash for this?
This is one item, and it is one leash. It acts as a harness, collar, or slip lead. So it's one lead, all in one, and it configures around the dog in whichever way you choose, although the harness is the most preferred method. So essentially, it has a loop that you put over the dog's head, and you're able to line up these adjusting rubber stops with the dog, and then you wrap the remaining part of the lead around the dog's body. It goes up through an existing hole, and then there is a stopper that you press down, so then it adjusts the lead accordingly so that you're ready to go.
Now, where can people find more out about this product, and where can they purchase it?
Okay, Harness Lead, the website itself, you can purchase from the website itself. It's harnesslead.com. That's all one word. And there are training videos and videos showing different dogs walking on it available there, as well as different instructions. Some stores are carrying it now throughout the U.S., but the website itself is selling them directly.
Does it work on all dogs?
It works on all dogs. And it adjusts very, very nicely to different sizes. My dog actually is one of those, you know, at a barrel-shaped where they have the wide chest but then a more narrow body going towards the tail. That size for me is very difficult to find items that fit properly, like backpacks for dogs and things like that. I always have trouble with Harness Lead to adjust directly to that dog's body and the next and the next. You can move this lead from dog to dog and fit it accordingly on any dog. And the best feature is the escape proof, because so many people have problems with their dogs backing out of harnesses and leashes, you know, and escaping from them. And this product, it just does not allow for that.
And I really, really love that it's made in the USA.
Yes, that is one of the features people do like about it as well. It's a great lead, and it's available.
Well, thank you.
I'm sorry.
Thank you so much for being on. Look forward to it. And folks, again, that's Harness Lead. And you can go to harnesslead.com to find out more information and order the product. And thank you so much for being on.
That's correct. Thank you very much for having us.
You're welcome.
All right. Who's next? This is awesome. It's like being there, only we're not there.
I know. I wish we could be there.
We're not there, are we?
No, we're not there, but it seems like we are. Jack's there for us.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Who do we have on next?
Hi, I'm Christine Ratushniak with Flexi.
Flexi. Okay. Christine, tell us, what is the Flexi?
Flexi is a retractable leash. It's actually... the owner of our company, Manfred Bogdan, invented the retractable leash in 1973. And it is a product that is made in Germany. It's actually a leash that is hand-assembled in Germany. It's the market leader. Basically, it's been around for over 40 years now.
Wow, that's a long time. So how has it changed? How has it evolved over time?
Oh, in many ways. Actually, there's a lot of science and physics involved in this leash. And right now at the show, we're launching our newest leash, which is really a state-of-the-art product that comes with a lot of additional items that can attach to it. It has LED light for when you're walking your dog at night, and it also has a blinking light on the back so that cars can see you for safety. It has an adjustable handle now. It has interchangeable belts, so we can put a flashing LED belt on the end so you can see where your pet is at all time. For smaller dogs, we have a coupling belt, a dual belt, so you can walk two very small dogs at the same time. And we also have a soft stop bungee belt that is very good for, you know, when you hit the brake button on a retractable leash, it stops your dog immediately, and this kind of softens it.
Well, so tell us, where can people find out more about your products and where can they be purchased?
You can find out more about our products at flexi-northamerica.com. And our products are available in many independent pet retailers, PetSmart, Petco, Walmart, and many other. We're in most leading retailers.
Awesome. You said that's Flexi,
FLEXI-NorthAmerica.com? Yes.
Awesome. Love it. All right. Thank you so much for being on and telling us about your products. Okay. And we are going to head to break and we'll be right back after these messages.
What do you mean when you say they came from the wrong side of town?
All right, folks, we're back. You're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark.
You're Susan.
And as a reminder, you can now hear all of our shows anytime, 24/7, by going to WPETTalkRadio.com on the web or on your smartphone, go to WPET Talk Radio on the TuneIn app. Now, this show, we have several guests lined up, and our producer is down in Orlando at the big retail pet expo, and so he's got all kinds of interesting guests lined up for us to talk to. So tell us, who's on next?
Hi, this is Joelle Jarvis, and I'm the Vice President of Marketing for Chicken Soup for the Soul and Chicken Soup for the Soul Pet Food.
I loved chicken soup back in the day. Oh, no, not that kind.
Thank you.
Mom used to give it to you. No, I'm kidding. No, I've actually used that product. Go ahead.
Well, thank you. We
awesome.
Joelle,
so tell us.
We're very excited to be here.
So tell us about your product. I see it in a lot of stores now, so it's gaining popularity.
Yeah. We've been around for several years, and we were very fortunate to work with a wonderful company, Diamond, and they created initially the pet food brand, which we then have now brought back in-house to be part of our parent brand. And as part of that, we actually have a brand new package, a brand new look. We launched a new small bites formula, which just is now hitting the stores. And if you see our new bags, it's really fun because every animal on every product is a rescue that found their forever home, which is very chicken soupy, as we say. It's all about making the world a better place and sharing happiness, inspiration, and wellness. And that's what we are trying to do with our pet food, like we do with our books and our people food and everything else that we do.
Awesome. Fantastic. So the small bites is for obviously the smaller dogs. Now, do you guys carry dry food and canned food? And what about treats?
We do. We have dry food and canned food, and all of our foods are very balanced, very holistic nutrition. They all have four proteins. Every food that we make has turkey, chicken, duck, and salmon. And we just, in our new bags, we also increased our protein content. And the dogs love the food. It's very palatable, very delicious, and a really great, balanced, wonderful product that is a little bit more affordable than most of our competition is. And in answer to your question, do we make treats? Not yet, but they're in the pipeline. And, you know, Chicken Soup for the Soul, the reason we really got into the pet business was because so many people share their stories with us about their extended family, and it's all about the relationship between pets and people. And from the thousands and thousands of stories that we've received over the years, we feel a really, you know, strong understanding and really understand the unique relationship between pets and people, and treats are a natural extension of that. In the meantime, in celebrating that connection, you know, we have this wonderful food, and every bag that we have has the story of the shelter dog that was rescued on the bag. And so you can read about where they came from and how they found their home. And then we also have a selection from one of our best-selling pet stories. And you can go on the back of the bags or back of the cans and get a portion of the story, and then go and use the promo code and get the rest of the story. So everything that we're doing is really about that relationship and about that connection.
Well, we have that same type of connection with our foundation, where we take shelter dogs and then train them to become service dogs for our veterans that's coming home.
That's wonderful. That's a wonderful thing. We're very big supporters. And one of the things we did when we put the shelter animals on all the packaging is, instead of paying to have animals on our products, we actually donated money to the shelters for, you know, the opportunity to have the relationship with those animals and use them for the bags. We're very big supporters of that. We work through an organization called the Humpty Dumpty Institute, which does work all over the world. And part of that is in conservation of pets and animals and the environment. So we're big supporters of that. We're big believers in that. Our retail partners, a lot of them who do special events and adoption events and things like that, we support. So we're definitely, you know, a big supporter of adopting dogs. And many of us, including myself, have a bunch of adopted animals at home. So I'm very proud of my two shelter pets, and I'm happy to be able to give them our wonderful food. And I'm happy, actually, my son is featured on one of our bags. And we definitely are a very family-oriented, very much connected relationship company. And even though, as you said very rightly, we're in a lot of stories, we're run like a smaller company, very much connected to our customers and connected to their relationships.
Awesome. That's great. I love to hear that. Because that's what it's all about, is the consumer, and we are fans of your food, so
Thank you. Love to hear what you guys are doing with the rescue dogs.
And
thank you. And you can also read about a lot of the stories about those rescue dogs in the new books as they come out as well.
Yeah, that'd be great. We should write one, Mark. Chicken Soup for the Dog Lover's Soul. About some of the dogs that Joelle, you talked about two dogs. We've got 12 here right now. So we wished we were you, but
you might have tell to write us
what is the website?
The upcoming book. The website is
what is your website?
It's chickensoup.com, and the website is actually going to be relaunched on the 20th of this month. There'll be a brand new look and feel on the website as well, just like our products. And we encourage people to go online and read the stories. They can sign up. We have a Positively Pets newsletter that they can sign up for and receive free stories, and also wonderful stories that are sent in by our partners and our retailers of adoptions and special events going on all over the country. So we're happy to have people send us their information as well.
Awesome. Great to hear it. Again, folks, that website is chickensoup.com. And we are going to head to break here in a few minutes. Thank you so much for Joelle, for coming on. We've got a couple minutes before break. So, folks, I want to make a quick announcement. One of our friends is going to be on here in a couple of weeks. His name is John Nolan. He's scheduled to come on March 27th, and he is a military veteran who served in Afghanistan with his dog, Hansa, an SSD dog. And Hansa has a really unique story as well. And folks, we want to let you know they're going to be on with us on March 27th, 1 p.m. Central Time, 2 p.m. Eastern, to tell their story. And Hanza is actually up nominated for the Hero Dog Awards this year. And we're so excited to have him on and tell their story and hope that you guys will all go vote for Hanza. This is his second year running in the competition, and so we are rooting for John and Hanza. We hope you win because Hanza deserves it.
And they're on our Facebook pages, so yeah. You can see.
Yeah, absolutely. Check them out on Facebook. It's SSD Hanza, and you'll see, you can hear more about his stories. Actually, author Kevin Hanrahan writes quite often about SSD Dog Hanza. So check that out as well. Now, folks, we're going to head to break, and we will be right back with another guest after these messages. What you mean when you say they came from the wrong side of town? All right, folks, we're back. You're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark.
Ooh.
And now you can hear all of our shows anytime, 24/7, if you go to WPETTalkRadio.com on the web. And same on the smartphone, you can go to the TuneIn app and go to WPET Talk Radio. So,
do you have a special announcement?
Well, we have our next guest coming on the show right now. Okay. And who do we have on with us now?
This is Steve Dale.
Steve, hi, hello. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Hey, Steve.
I'm great. So tell us, who are you with? What company do you represent?
I'm a dog and cat behavior consultant. I don't necessarily represent a company. I host radio shows myself. And I have a new book out called Decoding Your Dog, which I'm the co-editor of. It was written by the American College of Veterinary Behaviors.
Awesome. So
what do you mean by behavior? What are you talking about behavior?
Well, we write about dog behavior. I mean, the number one reason why animals actually die in America is as a result of poor behavior. It's not cancer. It's not kidney disease or heart disease. It's actually behavior. So the dog barks and barks and barks and barks, and nobody's home, and that poor dog has separation anxiety. But the landlord hears and says, you know, that dog's got to go. Or maybe that dog is being aggressive, you know, and wants to eat the neighbor. And that dog is given up to a shelter, and that is actually the number one reason why dogs die in America. So what we did, or what the members of the American College of Veterinary Behaviorists did, is they put together a book. And in that book, it's all about the facts of dog behavior. It's not based on opinion. You know, the thing about behavior is you go to five different sources, you can get five different answers, and this is all based upon science.
Okay, so you wrote the book, or you assisted in writing the book?
I co-edited the book, yes.
Okay, awesome. And now, Steve, where do you operate your business now? I mean, do you work directly with clients and go to their homes, or do they come to you, or...
No, I don't do any of that, mostly because I'm too busy working on the radio and writing my newspaper columns and all that. So, yes, every once in a while I certainly do, but for the most part I don't. I speak at veterinary conferences, so I'm too busy traveling to do a good job to do that. There are lots of people out there that do that and do a great job. So I provide referrals, for sure, personally, but my job is to get is to communicate to a larger audience. About animal behavior and also about other topics having to do with our pets as well.
Does it teach you in the book how to correct aggression or unwanted behaviors or fear or anything?
Well,
like
right.
That?
Yeah. So a lot of it has to do with avoiding behavior problems in the first place. So if you could avoid these problems, then we don't need to even address them, right? And if they do occur, then what to do?
They already have them.
Or if they already have them. So if a dog has, name one, anyone, say thunderstorm anxiety. Okay, so what do you do with a dog with thunderstorm anxiety? What are the appropriate things to do? What can really help that dog? And we answer. In fact, there's a whole chapter on that very issue in the book.
Awesome. Awesome. So now, Steve, what is the name of your radio show?
Well, I've got three of them. One's on WGN Radio in Chicago, and then two others are syndicated around the country. And it's called Steve Dale's Pet World.
Steve Dale's Pet World. Awesome. So, like, if I wanted to listen, can you tell me where to go?
Sure. You can go to petworldradio.net. We're on terrestrial radio. We're on 100-plus radio stations all over the country. So maybe just somehow, some way, in a market near you, our radio show will be. I hope.
Nice.
Okay, so basically, but if I wanted to find out, I could go to petworldradio.net and see what stations it airs
sure.
on and what times, and then
sure,
awesome.
Yeah, and you
this
can hear
is great. I can't
you
wait
can
to listen.
Yeah, you can hear archived interviews as well as going to iTunes.com, where you can download radio shows we've done. And it costs you a lot of money to do that. It's about what I'm worth. It's free.
I heard that about you.
Oh. So, and what was the name of the book?
Decoding Your Dog is the name of the book. And do you know who's here at this conference?
Decoding Your Dog. Yeah. Who?
Everyone who's anyone is here in the world of pets, including Dr. Marty Becker.
And Doctor, welcome to the show.
Yes. Okay, hold on. Let me give you the phone, and you can talk to the one, the only. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my opportunity to introduce Dr. Marty Becker. Hello, hello, hello.
Hi, Dr. Becker. Thanks for being on. What a fantastic introduction you received.
What did you do, pay him for that, Doc?
You know what? Thank God humans don't greet each other like dogs do. If you'd have just witnessed the handoff.
Who says we don't?
There's an old saying that, you know, those people that have been around a long time, we know each other so long, we know where the dogs are buried, as in your lifetime, you go through four or five cycles of dogs, typically, if you look at their lifespan. And these relationships that have lasted a long time, you know what pets they had, what happened to it, where it's at. It might have been, you know, left in a distant state or in a different house and all those little things. But Steve Dale and I have known each other and been friends for decades. And a lot of things I know he was talking about Dogs Decoded. I bought the book myself on Amazon and read it and gave it a great review. And every time I'm talking about creating fear-free visits for pets, which is my, you know, the thing that I'm so passionate about now and will continue to be for the rest of my career, it's so important that people know how to identify a pet that's calm, and identify a pet that's anxious, identify a pet that's happy, identify a pet that's fearful. Because once you start to look at, you know, one side of being a veterinary healthcare professional, somebody that works with pets, is you, of course, want them to have good physical well-being. But we've never been concerned about a pet's emotional well-being before. And that's as important or more important than a pet, you know, its environment feels happy and healthy and loved and safe. And, you know, we've worried about it in zoos, about creating enrichment activities. We've taught zoo animals to come over to have blood draws in a positive way. You know, you can't wrestle a rhino down to get a blood draw. So they actually come over and know they're rewarded. And that's the message we're carrying forward to the veterinary community now is how to remove or reduce anxiety triggers that come into the vet and actually make it. I've been doing this for 5 years now, and you can actually make it to where a dog can't wait to go to the vet, and you can make it to where a cat doesn't mind going to the vet. They're not going to ever love going to the vet, wake up and think, oh, my God, we're going to the vet. Oh, woo-hee, you know, rather than sleeping on the couch all day.
Yeah, I've been doing it for about 20 years, but we have to go to break. I'm sorry to cut in on your doc, but thanks for joining us. We have to go to break right now. We'll be back with more guests right after these messages.
What you mean when you say they came from the wrong side of town?
All right, folks, we're back. You're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark. Woo-hoo. And please remember, you can now hear all of our shows anytime 24/7 by going to WPETTalkRadio.com. On the web, on your smartphone, go to WPET Talk Radio on your TuneIn app. So, folks, our producer is down in Orlando at the largest pet retail convention exposition on the planet, and he has lined up numerous guests. We've talked to so many folks and about their products and some new things too. We just had Dr. Marty Becker on, and so who's on with us next?
My name is Dr. Stephen Hadaway. I'm a veterinarian.
Hello, doctor.
And I, yes, hello, how are you?
Fine. Thank you for joining us.
So, Dr. Stephen, what is your claim to fame?
Actually, I practiced veterinary medicine for 40 years and sold my practice and started to build a new company, which is called Perfect Pet Products. And what we do, I've realized over a course of 40 years of practicing how many people can't afford to bring their pet to the veterinary hospital and don't come to veterinarians either because of the trip, the time it takes, or especially the cost. So I've developed an alternative to going to a veterinary hospital where people basically can go to a retail store or buy online pet test kits to test for exactly the same test products that they would have gone to a veterinarian for. And in turn for that, they, again, save time, save a trip, and save about 20 to 50% for the same exact test that they would go to my veterinary practice for.
So what types of tests?
What we test for is we test for worms in basically every pet that there is. We have a compatible or comparable test to test for horses and livestock of all forms for worms. And you can't believe how common a problem these are. Basically, in my veterinary practice, I was actually embarrassed and very saddened by how many people would have a puppy, and they would bring the puppy into my veterinary practice because it was severely anemic from hookworms. They were just afraid to go to my veterinary practice or go to see a veterinarian because the cost, they were so worried about the cost of testing the pet, and all they would have to have done is to go into a store, bought my one of the fecal worm tests, tested to find out it had hookworms or roundworms, and then gone back to the same store and bought a wormer to protect it. So that's some of the tests that we do. We also do a test, an at-home test for feline leukemia. Our latest test, though, is a test to test all pets that are urinating in the house for cats that are not using the litter box, but also for house training of puppies and kittens.
Interesting. This is very good because I'll tell you, we know what it's like with 12 dogs here. You know, not all of them are ours. Some of them are in training, but yes. It gets quite expensive with veterinary care. So I'm definitely going to have to check into this stuff because if there's any way we can save money, we're a nonprofit organization. We've got to look out for the bottom line here. So Perfect Pet Products, tell us, where can we find more?
Actually, we have a website, which is www.perfectpetproducts.com. They can email me at my email site, which is info@perfectpetproducts.com.
Perfectpetproducts.com. Awesome. Yep. Okay, so Dr. Stephen, thank you so much for being on. I'm going to definitely be checking out your website. Right. And hopefully be in touch with you because this sounds like a very interesting topic for a full show.
Yeah, we'd like to get him back.
So we'll be in touch. Thank you so much.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
All right. All right. Who am I speaking with now?
Go ahead and say hi. Who we got? Maybe it's lunch break there. They're eating hot dogs and cotton candy.
Well, I think lunch break ended a while ago. I think this might be getting close to happy hour time.
Ooh, yeah, happy hour.
Yeah, because they're on East Coast time.
All right, do we have another guest with us?
Yes, John Leveris with Welly Tales.
Hi, John.
Welly Tails?
Hi. Welly Tails, yes. We make natural health products for cats and dogs, focusing on natural health supplements and a homemade food-based mix where people add their own fresh meat and functional treats.
Wow.
Awesome.
What kind of ingredients does that include? Or
well, that in the is made Welly of? Chef is our base food mix. We have dehydrated apple flesh, no pumice, no seeds. Dehydrated sweet potato, dehydrated cabbage, chia seeds, a whole number of really great, interesting, healthful ingredients. And it's all balanced with a proper mix of vitamins and minerals so that each specific Welly Chef mix is formulated to be used with either beef, chicken, turkey, or fish, because each meat is unique and delivering different calcium phosphorus ratios. So for best health results long term, you need to have calcium phosphorus properly balanced. So we do that within each blend of Welly Chef.
This sounds fantastic. So when you say natural health supplements, are you adding like joint supplements and stuff like that to your product?
No, Welly Chef is a standalone NutriBalance food mix for people to make properly balanced diets at home. And we have a full line of pet supplements called Welly Tails. And Welly Tail supplements are known for high potency, high activity ingredients. So what we have are a number of active ingredients that are clinically proven in our supplements. So in the case of the joint care product, our cartilage, hip, and joint, we have glucosamine at a high dose, chondroitin sulfate at a high dose, MSM at a high dose, hyaluronic acid at a high dose. We have DHA and EPA omega-3s to pull down inflammation. We have tart red cherry powder in order to bring down inflammation and manage pain. So we basically stack the ingredients all at high dosages so it's extremely effective and get a great result.
Okay, so your anti-inflammatory and pain reducer, would that be comparable to someone getting a prescription for Rimadyl at their veterinarian?
No, it wouldn't be in the same category, because when you're looking at a dog with osteoarthritis and joint pain, pain management is just one factor. So people go to a veterinarian or they buy over-the-counter various natural ingredients that reduce pain, but we work on a different basis. We look at reducing pain but not managing pain, and then providing nutrients so the dog can start repairing and rebuilding cartilage and the synovial fluid so that they actually get better versus just manage the pain condition.
Okay, awesome. Where can I find out more about this? I'm very interested in the products here.
Simplest thing would be to hit the Welly Tails website at www.wellytails.com.
Awesome. I can't wait to read more about it. And I think we'll be in touch. I'd like to have you back on the show for some additional time to talk about some more of the stuff. Thank you, John, so much for being on. Folks, we have run out of time, unfortunately, and we're going to have to bring the show to a close.
So remember that you can email us questions and comments to pettalk@live.com. And thanks for joining us. We have a special segment coming on next Thursday on the 20th. And then that segment will be at 4 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central Time, 5 p.m. Mountain Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Time. And then we'll be back at our regular time on the 27th at 1 p.m. Central Time, 2 p.m. Eastern. So please join us next week for our special segment, and we will see you next week. Thanks, folks.